So as the cricket season has just moved from England to Pakistan, let's start with our chairman, Roger Ryan, chatting with a famous left-arm spinner.
I'm standing at Walsers Park in the heart of Norfolk, the home of Great Witchingham Cricket Club. The Witchers are having a Friday evening net session prior to tomorrow's East Anglian League fixture at Sawston in Cambridgeshire. With me is Great Witchingham spin bowler and former England Test cricketer Monty Panesar. He played 50 Test matches and took 167 Test wickets. Monty, what brings you to Great Witchingham?
I think it's Great Witchingham that's brought me here. I remember speaking to my cricket agent on CricketX. I just got in touch with him, Stephen Hurst, during September, October time. I said, mate, I really fancy playing club cricket again because I think it helps me to keep fit. It helps me to stay connected with the game. And then also because there's so many other leagues, you know, these legend leagues around the world, master leagues, that it'll just keep me in form, you know. And he said, yeah, all right, I'll have a look around if there's any cricket clubs around. And then he goes to me, look, mate, there's one club called Great Witchingham. And I go, where is that? Right? I was like, where is it? He goes, they are so keen to have you, mate, because they need a left-arm spinner. They absolutely, you know, want you here. And he goes, it's quite far out. He goes, it's in Norwich. And I said, well, I've never played in Norwich before. And I said, you know, I remember I was in India with my cricket coach and we were chatting about this. And before Christmas, I said, yeah, let's do it. You know, I went with it. And I thought it would be a new experience for me, being at playing at a league which I never played before. And since I've been here, I absolutely loved it.
And you're in the wickets too, aren't you?
Yeah. Keep getting three for us every week. So, in the one-day stuff. So, yeah, I'm really enjoying that. And I think one thing I found is that, you probably have to sometimes bowl it a little bit slower in your pace. You know, the captain, Andy's been really good in terms of just trying to like set attacking fields and trying to sort of just dangle the carrot with the batters, trying to play with the egos and see if I can get a couple of wickets. And it's kind of worked really well. So I think Andy's been, you know, brilliant. And I sort of push his arm as well. I say, come on, why don't you get me up the order? You know, I'm always out batting at 11. He goes, mate, if that first ball goes for six, you're going up the order. So he's got that bit of basketball about him as well.
Yeah. And you're clearly enjoying this, aren't you?
Yeah, I am actually. Yeah. I never played cricket in this part of the world, only when I played for Bedfordshire. But I'm absolutely sort of enjoying it, loving it. Just the club itself, you know, so much. You can look at the ground here, it's unbelievable. And they're playing minor counties cricket here. I think on the 9th of June, it's going to be a big day for the club. They're going to be marquee here and everything. So you can just see that this is a progressive club. You know, there's a lot that this club can do and move forward. And they've got the facilities, they've got everything here. So it's just absolutely brilliant to be here.
It is the East Anglian Premier League. How big is the gap between this and county championship cricket?
You'll have two or three batters who are quite good. And then after that, you kind of feel you can get into, you know, the batters. Bowling wise, probably that first spell of the new ball from the seamers. And then that second spell, you know, your ball doesn't do a bit. You can feel like, you know, you kind of get yourself out. It's the one day stuff. So I don't know what the Red Bull stuff's going to be like. So yeah, it's probably more closer to either minor counties or second team cricket. You know, so if you're like a batter, you know, who can bat long periods, you'll maybe get a chance to play minor counties. If you're a bowler who can bowl two good spells, you know, something that clubs, you know, first class cricket could look at, you know, that third spell as well. So that's where the difference probably where it is.
Now, if you don't mind me saying so, Monty, you're 42. What keeps you going in professional cricket?
I think it's just the love of playing cricket. I remember playing the first game at Bury St Edmunds and it was absolutely freezing. And, you know, the cold wind coming from the North Sea.
Yeah.
And got this young kid, left-hander, second ball, gets reverse swept for six. And just looking at me thinking, you know, I'm coming for more. And I'm walking back and I'm thinking, this is the reason I'm playing it. This is the reason I love playing club cricket. It's because I love that competition between the batsman and myself. And he's probably, you know, looking at me thinking, you're past your best, I'm going to hit you again. And I have to somehow stop that, you know. And that's what I love, you know. That's the competition between the batter and myself. So I absolutely love it.
And winter time, you're still playing abroad?
I don't know, really. It's a good question. We normally have these legend leagues and other stuff happening, you know, which is in India and all that. So I'll probably be, you know, if that keeps going, then busy with that. Next year's the Ashes, you know. Could be see me playing great cricket and doing media work. That combination could work well.
Yeah, that excites you, does it?
That excites me because it gives me more opportunity than to understand, you know, what's happening at grade level, and also doing media work, you know, during the Ashes is something that a new voice, you know, coming into the Ashes, I think excites Australia because I think, you know, even people in Australia, media organisations were getting in touch with me when I played Great Witchingham. So there is that. There's a lot of love in Australia and here as well. So,
yeah.
You know, that dovetail. So, yeah, that could may work.
So how do you keep your fitness levels?
Well, I've got a regular osteopath I go to.
It's that bad, is it?
Well, I'll go and see him every week and have a massage. Yeah. And the osteopath goes to me, Monty, you seem to be coming every week. Normally I only see you once a month.
Yeah.
And I go, listen, I'm on the field on every Saturday. Yeah. And I need you to do a checkup on me on like Monday or a Friday, right?
Yeah.
And they're great, you know. It's a one in Luton.
Yeah.
You know, they're really good. Yeah. So they begin to now, you know, get my body all back into peace so I can be fit to play, you know, play cricket and be on the field every day.
So you're pretty happy about things the way they're going.
Yeah, at the moment, yeah, I'm pleased with it. Yeah. And I think today we're seeing, you know, look, the women's game is thriving. On a Sunday morning, I coach the kids, and then I go and watch some of the game as well. And then, we've got a good training facility here. So it's a club that's thriving. It's a club that is progressively going up and up. And I'm very excited to be part of that journey.
Sure. Where do your passions lie at the moment?
Well, it's not politics.
Why do you say that?
Well, obviously, I gave myself, you know, I was part of the, you know, the trying to run as an MP, and it just wasn't for me afterwards. I felt like my beliefs and values obviously wasn't aligned at the moment in politics. Just wanted to remove myself from that. But
you made the headlines, though, didn't you?
Well, I did. Apparently, some PR company was telling me that, you know, I think it was about £1 million of PR worth for that week.
Really?
Yeah, everywhere it went. So, yeah, that was amazing. Just to sort of, see what you can do if you get involved in something.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? Like, in, from that perspective. But my heart wasn't in it, and I've just removed myself. I think that was the right thing to do.
Sure.
And other passion is also Hatters and the Gunners. You know, I really wanted the Gunners to win the Premier League and the Hatters to stay up, but they didn't, and that was a bit of a, you know, the standing ovation that they got was like they won the league, you know. You never see that very often.
And you're a Luton boy, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a Luton guy as well. So, you know, I was with Alistair Cook yesterday, and we were just talking about, because he's a Hatters fan, so am I.
Yeah.
And we were thinking about, you know, they didn't get quite through. But
maybe
next year they'll come back again. You know, that'd be brilliant, you know. But sports is one of my one passion. Journalism is another. I love to, you know, keep trying to improve my journalism skills. I try and listen to different presenters, how they put their points across. I you know, at the moment, sports, health, journalism, you know, these are my passions. And charity as well. I'm also a patron for Restore, which is a mental health charity in Oxfordshire.
Sure.
And also, you know, I was doing a bit of charity work yesterday, you know, for David Gower, the country food trust. So I love getting involved in charity stuff. I do stuff with those taverners as well. I think in 5 years' time, hopefully have my own chat show on, you know, like competing with Jonathan Ross and Graham Norton.
Oh, it'd be wonderful,
right,
wouldn't it?
Called Monty Meets.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
And who would be your first guest?
My first guest will have to be some like a big profile, right?
Yep.
So if in 5 years' time Donald Trump is still the president of America,
you really want him?
I don't know if I should have him, but I think no one will tune in. So maybe we'll have to have a guest that is very popular and is good. Who knows? Andrew Flintoff, because he'll probably be the England head coach by then. The next England head coach.
Okay.
And I'll have Flintoff then talking about, you know, the 2030 or the 2026 World Cup. 2030 maybe. Let's give us a bit more time, right? Talking about how they were going to, you know, do that. And then we need one sports person. We need obviously a politician there, right? So the Prime Minister of the country at the time will have to be on my show. And I think we need another female figure who will be, you know, quite prominent, quite big. That would be an interesting one. Maybe a singer.
Okay.
You know,